Here is Goodness Gracious Me by Peter Sellers.
Wow.
To my face, and my pulse begins to race. It goes boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, 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 booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me, how often does this happen? When did the trouble start? You see, my stethoscope is bobbing to the throbbing of your heart.
What kind of man is he to create this allergy? It goes boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, 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 booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. From New Delhi to Darjeeling, I have done my share of healing, and I've never yet been beaten or outboxed. I remember that with one jab of my needle in the Punjab, how I cleared up beriberi and the dreaded dysentery. But your complaint has got me really foxed.
Oh, oh, doctor, touch my fingers.
Well, goodness gracious me.
You may be very clever, but however can't you see? My heart beats much too much at a certain tender touch. It goes boom, booty, 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 boom, boom,
like
boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. Can I see your tongue? Nothing the matter with it. Put it away, please.
Maybe it's my back.
Maybe it
Shall
is.
Shall I lie down?
Yes. My initial diagnosis rules out measles and thrombosis, sleeping sickness, and as far as I can tell, influenza, inflammation, whooping cough, and night starvation. And you'll be so glad to hear that both your eyeballs are so clear that I can positively swear that you are well.
Put two and two together.
Four.
If you have eyes to see,
yes.
The face that makes my pulses race is right in front of me.
Oh, there is nothing I can do, for my heart is jumping too.
Oh, we go boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, 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 booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom. Goodness gracious,
how audacious.
Goodness gracious,
how flirtatious.
Goodness gracious,
it is me.
It is you.
I'm sorry, it is us.
And that was Goodness Gracious Me by Peter Sellers, and we're going to play some music while we switch over studios, because we're getting feedback. Just one moment, please.
This is Satomi.
And this is Ed from Deer Hook.
Yeah. You are listening to
WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
feet alone. I really wanna see you. I really wanna be with you. I really wanna see you, Lord, but it takes so long, my love, my sweet Lord. It won't take long, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
My sweet Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
My sweet Lord.
Hallelujah.
I really wanna see you.
Back. Apologies for the technical difficulties. We've been having some issues with the main board at the station, and so we had to switch over to another studio, Studio C. So broadcasting live from Studio D, it's CCD, which I think today I already established
Studio
the precedent
C.
is Colony Collapse Disorder. I'm Charlie.
I'm Zach.
And Chris is dead over in the corner. And so this is a show where, when we don't have technical difficulties, we'll be exploring a weekly theme of music. And today, if you heard our first song, which was Goodness Gracious Me by Peter Sellers, you should know that today we're exploring comedy music throughout the ages. And so we started with that song, which is a questionably, I would say possibly racist, song, looking back in hindsight, by one of the greatest British impressionists and comedians of the early 1960s. Peter Sellers had a string of number one hits. Goodness Gracious Me was probably his best known, but he also had a few covers of the Beatles, one notably a Hard Day's Night cover that was in a Shakespearean theme that went into the top 100 charts for British music, and he kind of paved the way for a lot of sort of more surrealist acts and more experimental British comedy music, and one of which we'll listen to now. So up now is going to be the Bonzo Dog Band, which came out in 1967, this record, and off of their album Gorilla, this is the film noir parody of Big Shot.
The big shot. You heard me write the first time, name of Bachelor Johnny Cool. Occupation, big shot. Occupation at the moment, just having fun. What a party that was, the drinks were loaded and so were the dolls. I narrowed my eyes and put a stiff Manhattan, then I saw Hotsey. What a dame, a big bountiful babe in the region of 482338. One hell of a region. She had the hottest lips since Hiroshima. I had to stand back for fear of being burned. Whiskey, wow, wow, I breathed. She was dressed as Biffo the Bear. In that kind of outfit, she could get rolled at night. And I don't mean on a crap table. It's kind of revealing, isn't it? Revealing is positively risque, I like it. She said, you're a man with 1,000 G's, right? 1,000 what I quipped, why, G-man, girls, guns, guts. You're my type. Wrong, baby, I slapped her hard. I'm an L man, strictly liquor, love and laughs. She stared over my shoulder. Play it cool, Johnny. Play it what, I flipped. Listen, I fought my way up from tough east side New York. Lead-filled saps and submachine guns. Like this. She said, Johnny, this is a deadly game. Have a few laughs and go home. I shuddered. Normally I pack a rod in pajamas. I carry nothing but scars from Normandy Beach. I said, wrong, baby, you can't fool me. She spat playfully. I'm ahead of you, Johnny. I studied the swell of her enormous boobs and said, baby, you're so far ahead, it's beautiful. I like that. Electric, chérie, bugged off my rocket to comprendre. We spoke French fluently. Our lips met again and again. Yeah, 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 I slobbered. Hotsy said, you're slobbering all over the seat, kid. I went home late, very late. What could I say to my wife? Darling, I've been beaten up again. Let's face it, she's credulous as hell. A punk stopped me on the street. He said, you got a light, Mac? I said, no, but I got a dark brown overcoat.
And that was Big Shot by the Bonzo Dog Band. Chris, what did you think of the joke at the end?
I didn't really get it.
You didn't get it?
No.
Yeah, that's kind of the nature of listening to 1960s musical comedy, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not as well-versed with the genre as I am with others, I'm excited to learn.
That's just a normal joke, actually. It's the line, have you got a light Mac? And then no,
like
but I've
computer?
Got a brown overcoat. No, like a Macintosh.
I don't know what a Macintosh is.
A Macintosh is a British term for a, I would say windbreaker, I think is the closest comparison.
Yeah, okay, well that's where I was missing a word. My issue.
Yeah, no, it happens. But it's actually very funny.
If you speak British English.
Yeah, or if you lived in 1967. Actually, listening to...
If you live on the other side of the pond in nowadays.
Listening to the rest of the Bonzo Dog Band's catalog, especially that album Gorilla, there's some very funny stuff. And one of their
tracks... Is it about Harambe?
If only.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
And one of their other tracks, actually, on this album is an Elvis parody that's called Death Cab for Cutie. And that resurfaced somewhere.
Is that a band?
No. That's the name of my my first novel.
Really?
Yeah.
Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I was looking at these like really vintage comedy albums, and I was like, oh, that seems like a really good novel. It's about this one woman, right?
What's her name?
Her name's Sarah.
Is her day going well in the book? Or?
So, you need to learn the context first.
What did she have for breakfast? Was it like a sit down?
She probably skipped it. So she runs a funeral home, and one day she books a funeral for someone and then realizes after the fact that it's her father. It's a short novel. It's more like a novella.
Is it just bad Morgan Tree?
There's no more to it?
Empathetic.
I mean, then like there's her like experiencing her grief. It's only like 80 pages.
It's more
of a novelette or a novella.
Like if I was a morgue person, I'd want to like get to know the family and like hold their hand and like because then that's how you get that extra Yelp star is when you are a compassionate and when you grieve with them as a widow,
she's using an online booking service, so it's also a commentary on how technology like separates us from those we love.
Send an email or FaceTime the family.
Well, while we're talking about,
I think we've discovered Chris's best career path possible.
Yeah. Death Cab for
Mortician.
Mortician.
Yeah,
Mortician. Oh, that's what they're called.
Death Cab for Cutie available on the Kindle bookstore and in used bookstores near you.
Oh, is it now?
I prefer iBooks, actually, personally.
No, it's not a real book, Chris.
I prefer audiobooks narrated
by Jim
Dale.
No, I've never written
a
book.
Did Jim Dale narrate it?
Jim Dale did not narrate
this one. Because I'll only read it if Jim Dale is narrated.
No, this one was narrated by Christian Slater.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
That's sad.
You know I don't know people.
Should we play another song?
Do they go to this school?
Why not? No, you don't know. Christian Slater does not go to Tufts.
Christian Slater is an actor known for his self-aware performances in Archer. His performances in,
what is he studying?
I think, Point Break. Heathers.
What's Heathers?
My favorite movie.
We'll talk about this after, Chris, but you need to expand your education.
What's this person named?
Christian Slater.
What year are they
Christian
in? What's
Slater.
Their major?
He was the class of 19... I want to say 92.
I wasn't
not at
born
Tufts.
Yet. How would I possibly know this Tufts student?
He's not a Tufts student.
I think...
Like Tufts alum Jessica Biel, also known as Mrs. Justin Timberlake, or Tufts alum Meredith Vieira, also known as Meredith Vieira, or Tufts alum...
This is
Scott
this is
Brown,
Tom Lehrer's
former senator of Massachusetts.
This is Tom Lehrer's "So Long, Mom" songs for World War III.
This year we've been celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Civil War and the 50th anniversary of the beginning of World War I and the 20th anniversary of the end of World War II. So all in all, it's been a good year for the war buffs. And a number of LPs and television specials have come out capitalizing on all this nostalgia. With particular emphasis on the songs of the various wars. I feel that if any songs are going to come out of World War III, we better start writing them now. I have one here. You might call it a bit of pre-nostalgia. This is the song that some of the boys sang as they went bravely off to World War III. So long, Mom, I'm off to drop the bomb, so don't wait up for me. But while you swelter down there in your shelter, you can see me on your TV. While we're attacking frontally, watch Brinkley and Huntley, describing contrapuntally the cities we have lost. No need for you to miss a minute of the agonizing Holocaust. Yeah! Little Johnny Jones, he was a U.S. pilot, and no shrinking violet was he. He was mighty proud when World War III was declared. He wasn't scared, no siree. And this is what he said on his way to Armageddon. So long, Mom, I'm off to drop the bomb, so don't wait up for me. But though I may roam, I'll come back to my home. Although it may be a pile of debris. Remember, Mommy, I'm off to get a commie. So send me a salami and try to smile somehow. I'll look for you when the war is over, an hour and a half from now.
Temperatures 17 centigrade, that's 49 Fahrenheit. Winds will freshen later tonight to southwest, force 6 or 7. And there will be showers, sometimes heavy in many... Oh, sod it. I didn't want to do this. I don't want to be a weather forecaster. I don't want to rabbit on all day about sunny periods and patches of rain spreading from the west. I want it to be a lumberjack. Leaping from tree to tree as they float down the mighty rivers of British Columbia. The giant redwood, the larch, the fir, the mighty Scots pine, the lofty flowering cherry, the plucky little aspen, the limping rude tree of Nigeria, the towering wattle of Aldershot, the maidenhead creeping water plant, the naughty Leicestershire fleshy oak, elm of West Ryslip, the Quercus Maximus Bamber Gascoigne, the Epigillus Levata Hueus Greenus. With my best buddy by my side, we'd sing, sing, sing. I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
Cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees.
I cut down trees, I skip and jump, I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
I cut down trees, he skips and jumps, he likes to press wildflowers. He puts on women's clothing and hangs around in bars.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay, I sleep all night and I work all day. I cut down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear papa.
That was Monty Python with the Lumberjack Song, preceded by Tom Lehrer, So Long Mom, a song for World War III. Two different, the Continental Divide really demonstrated there in comedy music. Tom Lehrer's song from 1963 from the television show where he really gained fame, That Was the Year That Was. And then Monty Python, obviously the sketch comedy group from England, from the Oxbridge Halls, with their song praising the underserved class of lumberjack transvestites. Thoughts, guys?
I just think it's so it's so telling of British humor having a song that's just about the concept of World War III and losing the Cold War.
That's American humor, Zach.
Is that really?
Tom Lehrer is American.
Okay, never mind. Then it's very telling of your humor.
Does Tom Lehrer
Tom, no one on this playlist goes to Tufts.
That's such a...
what a shame.
You know, that level of dark comedy is very...
Well, you know Tom Lehrer. You know probably the Element song. You know there.
Yeah.
To the tune of the Gilbert and Sullivan.
The Element song? Do you mean Earth, Wind, and Fire?
No, it is the 22nd of September, though, so I'm afraid we've missed peak referenceability by one day.
Yeah. You know Miranda? Burlesque, right? You don't know Miranda. Never mind. One of my friends was born on the 21st night of September.
That was yesterday.
So I always think, yeah.
Oh, I had a food coma that night.
Yeah,
but you know...
That was awesome. Yeah, I just put on an audiobook and just passed out in my beanbag chair. It was great.
Oh, nice.
I ate way too much food. It was awesome.
Congrats.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm partial...
Wait. I have a great segue out of that. So we're going to hold the phone there. So, Chris, you were in a food coma yesterday?
Yes.
Is that because you listened to some sage advice from the greatest song parodist of all time, arguably, TM?
No, it's because I had a really big rice bowl from Hodgdon, and then I had a cookie. Well, and I was like, wow, I'm so full.
Well, what did you do to that rice bowl and cookie?
I ate it, and then I...
Yeah, that's right, you ate it. This is Weird Al Yankovic with Eat It.
Just eat it. blame, so eat it, just eat it. You better listen, better do what you're told. You haven't even touched your tuna casserole. You better chow down or it's gonna get cold, so eat it. Yogurt, have some more spam. It doesn't matter if it's fresh or canned. Just eat it, eat it. Don't you make me repeat it. Have a banana, have a whole bunch. It doesn't matter what you had for lunch. Just eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it. Eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it.
That was Weird Al's parody of the Michael Jackson hit Beat It that really catapulted the long-haired accordionist to his early fame. He would, I think 2 years ago, record his first number one hit album in the U.S. with Mandatory Fun. But before that, he'd been spinning out parodies since the 1980s, that one from 1984. And Chris, I think you have a little treat for us here.
Speaking of hilarious, grill safety is very important for all your fall barbecue needs. Summer and fall is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables, on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting up, or before lighting it, even...
10 feet away.
Sorry. Can I
excuse me, excuse me.
Don't you have a program to write, Daisy? Before lighting it, don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor, you are a concerned citizen. A public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Have you ever accidentally left your grill too close to your house and burned your entire house down, Chris?
I am a vegetarian, so I don't really grill that much, period.
You can grill eggplant.
I know, but I'm also not super crazy about eggplants. I just think they're a weird consistency.
I mean, you could just not be grilling anything and just have left your grill on, and then it burned your house down.
I don't even know how to turn it on. So,
well, I guess that's another way for grill safety.
Yeah,
everyone.
Another way for grill safety is to just be ignorant about every mechanism about grilling.
If you can't turn your grill on, your grill cannot burn your house down.
I mean, that sounds like a challenge, and I will take you up on that.
All right, you get back to us next week, Chris.
Great.
How that goes.
It's a good thing I literally live in a house.
You do literally live in a house. Let's burn it down.
Yeah. That'd be a great song.
Yeah, there is.
Like, if it was just like a catchy, like...
You mean the Talking Head song, Burning Down the House?
No. I'm imagining, like...
About a grill burning down a house?
No, it's what's the song? It's like an Ariana Grande song.
No, the definitive, like, house
burning.
That's the Jonas Brothers.
I'm burning up. Burning up.
No, not that song. It's like, I'm burning up, da da da. Stand and Play It Alive.
I'm burning it up.
That might very well be Ariana.
Yeah, I feel like that's Ariana Grande.
I don't know. The definitive one is Burning Down the House. And
it's got a Miley Cyrus poster.
And meanwhile, the definitive song about Egyptian pharaohs is probably this one. Steve Martin here.
What's a pharaoh?
You don't know what a pharaoh is, Chris.
Is that is it spelled with an F?
It's spelled with a PH.
It's what people used to
I know what a pharaoh
call
is.
Totalitarian leaders before Hitler.
Does that mean you were a pharaoh currently?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, this is the definitive song about Egyptian pharaohs, Steve Martin with King Tut. This next song is Garfunkel & Oates with Pregnant Women Are Smug, a move into the modern period of comedy music. Enjoy.
Pregnant women are smug. Everyone knows it, nobody says it, because they're pregnant. Son of a gun. You think you're so deep now, you give me the creeps now that you're pregnant. I can't count all the ways how you speak in cliches now.
So, do you want a boy or a girl?
Oh, it doesn't matter as long as it's healthy.
Really? Because I don't feel like those two things are related at all. It's not like one or the other.
No, as long as it's healthy.
I can't wait to hear someone say, don't care if it's brain dead, don't care if it's limbless, if it has a penis. Cause pregnant women are smug. Everyone knows it, nobody says it, because they're pregnant. This end world you're enjoying makes you really annoying.
So, is it a boy or a girl?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
What are you gonna name it?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
Who's the father?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
Bitch, I don't really care. I was being polite now, since you have no life now that you're pregnant. You say you're walking on air. You think that you're glowing, but you had been hoeing, and now you're pregnant. You're just giving birth now. You're not Mother Earth now.
Yeah, I have a lot going on. I got my degree, I moved, I wrote a novel.
Gosh, everything just seems so trivial now that I'm pregnant.
I also built a nuclear fusion reactor.
You know, I can't even really remember what I did before I was pregnant. Everything just seems so meaningless.
Pregnant women are smug. Everyone knows it, nobody says it, because they're pregnant. Effing son of a gun. You think you're so deep now, you give me the creeps now. Now that you're pregnant.
That was Pregnant Women Are Smug by Garfunkel & Oates. Hot take. Chris, Zach, are pregnant women smug?
I would say some women are smug already and become pregnant and get very, 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 very smug, and others are all right.
So what you're saying is smugness becomes smugness.
I'd say smugness intensifies, and not smugness kind of stays the same.
Chris Aragon, your stance?
Pass.
Chris doesn't hang out with many pregnant women.
I also don't want to upset the voting demographics.
And that is the correct response. Chris wins this
as a famous flip-flopper. I feel whatever will get me elected the most.
Would you like to address the American people at this moment?
About what?
About
this cool otter video I found?
Sure.
Okay, so basically it's an otter and a baby otter, and they're like cocooning or something, or what otters do. I think they're hibernating, but they're like on water.
Aww.
I know, right?
Yeah, they're like cuddling. Well,
While they're floating. Like kangaroos.
So
can kangaroos swim?
I've never seen a kangaroo swim.
I've never seen one, but I feel like
they don't really have the arms for it.
I don't think
they?
They're ever in a position to have to swim.
Yeah,
but like
they hang
if
out
they
the
like
back.
Were like if they had to cross a like if they had to cross a sea, could
Hold
they?
On, let's see this. Siri, can kangaroos swim?
I'm on it. Okay, I found this on the web for kangaroos swim.
You changed your Siri voice to Australian?
How do you change the Siri voice?
You can do it in the settings.
You
can do Australian man or woman or British man or woman.
You are literally
setting mine to an Australian man.
You're both literally the worst people ever.
Down under.
No, we're just excited about sidebars.
No, I dig it.
Okay.
Is it under sounds?
All right, you guys do that while I play the next song.
Okay.
This is Flight of the Conchords,
yes.
Perhaps my favorite.
Is that Wagner?
Yes.
Yes.
It literally is
With
Wagner.
The most beautiful girl in the room.
You are the most beautiful girl in the room, in the whole wide room. And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three. Good looking girls on the street, yeah, depending on the street. And when I saw you at my mate's place, I thought, what is she doing at my mate's place? How did Dave get a hottie like that to a party like his? Good one, Dave.
Ooh, you're a legend, Dave.
I asked Dave if he's gonna make a move on you. He's not sure. I say, Dave, do you mind if I do? He says it doesn't matter, but I can tell it kind of minds. But I'm gonna do it anyway. I see you standing all alone by the stereo. I dim the lights down to very low.
Here we go.
You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
You could be a waitress.
Mm.
You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
just me and you. And seven other dudes around you on the dance floor. I draw you near, let's get out of here. Let's get in a cab. I'll buy you a cabana. And I can't believe that I'm sharing a cabana with the most beautiful girl I have ever seen. Let's go to my house so we can feel each other up on the couch. Oh no, I don't mind taking it slow. Oh, not oh, oh, yeah. Cause you're so beautiful. Like a tree. Or a high class prostitute. You're so beautiful. You could be a part-time model. You probably still have to keep your normal job. Modeling and part of your time next to me.
We like to ask the important questions, such as, why Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO Freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go to job. Code Monkey, have boring meeting with boring manager Rob. Rob say Code Monkey very diligent, but his output stink. His code not functional or elegant. What do Code Monkey think? Code Monkey think maybe manager wanna write goddamn login page himself. Code Monkey not say it out loud. Code Monkey not crazy, just proud. Code Monkey like Tweedos. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey, very simple man, with big, warm, fuzzy, secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey, hang around at front desk till your sweater look nice. Code Monkey, offer buy you soda, bring you cup, bring you ice. Say no thank you for the soda, cause soda make you fat. Anyway, you busy with the telephone, no time for chat. Code Monkey have long walk back to cubicle. He sit down, pretend to work. Code Monkey not thinking so straight. Code Monkey not feeling so great. Code Monkey like Fritos. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey, very simple man, big, warm, fuzzy, secret heart. Code Monkey like you. Code Monkey like you. A coffee cake, take bath, take nap. This job fulfilling in creative way, such a load of crap. Code Monkey thinks someday he have everything, even pretty girl like you. Code Monkey just waiting for now. Code Monkey says someday, somehow. Code Monkey like Fritos. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey very soon.
That was Jonathan Colton with his song Code Monkey, about the programmer who no one loves, but who loves a girl. And that Code Monkey song is sort of a microcosm for the wider modern comedy music scene, which is, in my opinion, it's become a lot more... It's blurred the line a lot between popular music in general and then the comedy music subgroup. Where if you look at the Bonzo Dog Band, which we listened to earlier with Big Shot, or say the Lumberjack song from Monty Python, it's distinctly comedic in nature, and like it won't be something you put on during your morning run or anything. But I've actually listened to Code Monkey while on a run before.
I feel that. I feel the same way about like Bo Burnham. I'll listen to Bo Burnham stuff just casually because I think it's actually fun music.
For your runs?
Not for my runs, but just, okay. You know, I listen to music literally if I'm walking anywhere, so...
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable. You know that. I'm uncomfortable with silences.
Yeah.
So I have to be listening to literally anything.
Millennials.
Maybe.
It could be a millennial thing.
Yeah,
the
I
need
like,
to fill every pocket with music.
So I watched part of Star Trek IV last night.
Don't know what that is.
And it's a movie. And in it, there's this one scene where... So they're back in time, it's 1986, and there's this one scene where Kirk and Spock are on a bus going over the Golden Gate Bridge, and there's a dude on there who's just a stereotypical punk who has, like, a radio, and he's just blasting it. And I was thinking to myself as I'm watching it, I was like, okay, this is what people did before headphones, and they were also awful people for doing it.
Yeah, no, and it's something that it wasn't as feasible to fill every space with music, say when you're walking from class to class, there was no headphone system that you could really
you
do until...
You listen to a Walkman.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that
so
still
it's,
was the late
it's a 90s. Desire, it's a desire people had, you know, but it's a desire that couldn't be fulfilled. So, like, as I was watching, I was like, so, at one point, Spock, Vulcan neck pinches the punk to get him to stop playing his music so loudly, because that's what people do, I guess. And everyone, like, applauds.
Yeah, no, but
and I'm like, oh, okay, so the general idea is everyone has to suffer together in this world without headphones.
Hold up. But the thing about the punk is that him blasting his music is less of a filling the space with music as much as it is also a creation of the punk mindset, and it's part of that cultural
100%.
Subgroup.
And putting it in that movie is a complete reaction to punk. Like, that's obvious.
No, but like, so they filled the space with music because that was the aesthetic, and mm-hmm. they wanted to assert their dominance as a subculture. But when we listen, if I listen to, say, Jonathan Colton's Code Monkey in my headphones while walking from class to class, that's not an assertion of my culture in the same way, because no one else can hear it. And it's just for me. So there's a slight difference there.
I mean, I feel that, but I think there's still that desire. I mean, while proclaiming your culture might still be a part of it, I think a lot of it is just also like, I want to listen to this music right now. And that almost works more with the punks of like, everything else is worthless. The only thing that works for me is my music, you know? So like the ability to listen to your music anywhere is like, kind of something that would be important.
Fair enough. I disagree with that view, but I think we've come as far in that argument as we will get at this moment.
As is necessary.
So I'm going to play another song. This is do you guys watch The League on FX?
Watched like a few episodes.
Yeah, no, I've watched a few episodes too, but one of the cast members on that, I think it's pronounced John LaHoy. LaJoie, he's a comedy musician of the highest class, and one of the ones that I found that could be played on the radio is this one off his album I Kill People. This is Slightly Irresponsible.
Approximately twice a week. I don't return phone calls all the time unless it's my boss. I wanna stay on his good side.
someone. I'm not sure if they died. It was a hit and run. I am slightly irresponsible. Girl, don't let that scare you away. 'Cause I am still reliable. Just not 100%, baby. When I park my car, sometimes I leave the windows open. That's how I got my BlackBerry Charger stolen. But I didn't really care, I had a second one that my friend gave me when he bought his iPhone last month. I'm glad no one's noticed the dent in my front bumper. When I got home that night, there was blood all over. In the grill, there were bits of face, hair, and bone. I cleaned the car and made sure nobody followed me home. I am slightly irresponsible. And had a family, but I am still reliable. But the guilt's eating away at me. Sometimes I'm a day late paying my rent, and sometimes I forget the birthdays of my friends. Apparently they don't have any suspects thus far, but they know he was killed by a Camry. Luckily for me, that's a common car. But there was one witness, a 79-year-old lady. I need to kill her, she's the only one who can identify me. So I break into her house to kill her, but then things get messy. I didn't realize that her son's family was visiting. I am slightly irresponsible.
Tonight I'm hanging with all of my friends. Gonna party through the night. Karaoke, pillow fights. The music's loud, the lights are bright. It never ends. I have so many friends. So many friends. 'Cause I steal pets from the popular people and then dress the pets up like the popular people. I steal pets from the popular people and hide them all in a shed. Yeah, I steal pets from the popular people and then dress the pets up like the popular people. I steal pets from the popular people and lock them in my shed. At school life can be such a drag. Whitney Jones called me a fag, but her cat ate salmon out of my hand. I smiled at Michael in the halls, then he spread rumors I have balls. But I taught his dog to hug on command. I have so many friends, so many right dog. 'Cause I steal pets from the popular people and then dress the pets up like the popular people. I steal pets from the popular people and hide them all in a shed. Yeah, I steal pets from the popular people and then dress the pets up like the popular people. I steal pets from the popular people and paint their nails red. Take it, Cuddles! It's the seventh grade dance in the shed tonight, and I'm the life of it all. Cats and dogs are grooving with me, we're having such a ball. I start slow dancing with Greg Mandelson's terrier mix. He's wearing a suit and he has Greg's eyes. Suddenly people and then dress the pets up like the popular people. I steal pets from the popular people and hide them all in a shed. Yeah, I steal pets from the popular people and then dress the pets up like the popular people. I steal pets from the popular people. My parents both are dead. I steal pets from the popular people.
Pets are yours.
Pets are mine. And dress them up like the popular people.
Pets are yours.
Pets are mine. Yeah, I steal pets from the popular people.
Pets are yours.
Pets are mine.
And dress them up like the popular people.
All of them are mine.
I steal pets,
I steal pets,
I steal pets,
I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal pets, I steal p
That was Rachel Bloom with her song I Steal Pets off of her album Please Love Me. It's a song, a charming song about an orphan, a seventh grade orphan who steals pets from the popular kids, locks them in her shed, and pretends to have friends. It's a true everyman story, isn't it, Chris?
Yes.
Yes. So that about does it for us today. That was our exploration of comedy music through the ages with some enlightened discussion and some
non-enlightened discussion,
making jokes about Zach's novel Death Cab for Cutie, which is out now.
Yep, out now. iBooks. It's under my pseudonym.
Daisy.
No. That's another pseudonym.
Is it by any chance Stephen King?
It is actually. I am Stephen King. It's actually under Robert Galbraith.
You're the worst.
Yeah.
This is YOLO by The Lonely Island. We'll see you next week.
Cause it's bad for your ears. Your friends will all be sorry when they can't hear. And stay the hell away cause they not legal. Then bury all your money in the backyard like a beagle. Cause you should never trust the bank, they've been known to fail. And never travel by car or bus, boat or rail. And don't travel by plane, and don't travel at all. Build a bomb shelter basement with titanium walls. And wear titanium suits in case pianos fall on ya. And never go with saunas cause they're crawling with piranhas. And never take the stairs cause they're off. You only live once, don't let it go to waste. Always wear a chastity belt and triple lock it. Then hire a taser, make him check your food for poison. And if you think your mailman is a spy, then destroy him. No blankets or pajamas, they can choke you in your sleep. Two words about furniture, killing machines. Board your windows up, the sun is bad for your health. And always wear a straight jacket so you're safe from yourself.
Uh-huh. Take no chances.
No chances.
Stop freelancing
right now.
Invest in your future. Don't dilute your finances.
401k.
Make sure it's low risk. Then get some real estate.
How much?
4.2%. 30-year mortgage. That's important. That's a great deal. And if you can't afford it, don't forge it on your last bill. Renting is for suckers right now. A dependable savings, and you'll retire with money in your account. Beast.
YOLO. Say no, no. Isolate yourself and just roll solo. Be careful, low. You wanna look out on. Okay.